It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sox Yankees tonight at Fenway Park and here on WEEI and on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network all over New England and on the Odyssey app. You can listen to every single Red Sox game on the Odyssey app. So if you've yet to download, you should do so. It's AUDACY. You can listen to this show anytime you want, from wherever you are, at any moment. 7:10 first pitch tonight as the Red Sox return home after a somewhat disastrous 1-5 road trip. Scheim, executive order. They said it at 7:20 this morning.
I thought they said it was great this morning.
Wiggy's off. Wiggy took a flex Friday after hanging out at the Colonnade pool with Ty Law last night. So,
but I'm back. I just killed a bug.
Oh, you did? So, oh, you got one? All right, good.
Kill of the year.
All right, we have a full influx of flies. We need an exterminator to come over here or however. I don't know what you do. Do people still hang the Venus flytrap things from the ceiling?
Yes. Or is that, oh, like the paper?
Yeah.
Sticky paper?
Yeah, people still do that?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Okay. Let's get to the rest of the leads this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Spygate has entered women's soccer at the Paris Olympics.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep. New Zealand's Olympic Committee filed a complaint about an attempt spying during Monday's training session. This came after they saw a drone circling their practice. Mm. They alerted authorities. Authorities tracked down the operator, and it was a staff member for the Canadian team.
Mm. Is this women's or?
This is women's.
Women's, okay.
Yep. On Wednesday, the Canadian Olympic Committee said that it discovered a separate drone incident at New Zealand training on July 19th. Mm. So as a result, head coach Bev Priestman removed herself from overseeing yesterday's game against New Zealand. Mm. So she is stepping down. Their assistant coach is now going to be the head coach, and this will be under further investigation to see if this is just a tactic that Team Canada has been using for a bit.
Huh. Two things. Okay. One, if the Olympic security was in Butler, Pennsylvania, we may have prevented the shot.
Yep.
Secondly, what do you learn about soccer?
That was going to be my second question, because I understand, you know, Spygate here in New England, alleged Spygate, is one thing. But soccer...
Well, there are set plays.
I know, but...
And tactics.
From the corner. Sean would tell you that. He was a high school soccer player.
Right. I was. I coached soccer, actually, for like 6 years.
Oh,
I
don't
know. Yeah, so what do you coach, Sean? What's the number one thing you coach?
Well, I mean, when you're coaching 14-year-olds, it's passing, first and foremost. And then right. When you're coaching 18-year-olds, it's, hey, get out there, shoot the ball.
I feel like the only thing the drone footage would get is to see what Dylan's mom cut up for halftime snacks.
Orange
set piece is very important, Curtis.
I mean, I'm sure there is things that you would do otherwise, you gain, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it. So that is a fascinating story.
I know. And it was so interesting because we were just talking about drones when it came to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. So, I mean, you're not cheating. You're not trying.
I guess so. Yeah. But unfortunately,
they got caught
and that's the way that goes.
Oh, dear.
Terrible move to have somebody on your staff be the operator. Like, you got to hire someone else to be the operator with no ties to you guys.
And just again, to be clear, you will actually be sitting down and watching the opening ceremonies.
I will be sat, as the kids say. Yeah.
And it's at 1 o'clock?
1:30.
Okay.
Opening ceremony, Coco Gauff, also named as the person that gets like the special white Ralph Lauren jacket with LeBron James to carry the flag.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Very cool.
All right. I am bothered this morning by a ruling that was made by the Ohio Supreme Court. And I'm curious about your opinion on it. There was a guy in Ohio who is named Michael Berkheimer, who went to dinner with his wife and friends at a wing joint in Hamilton, Ohio. And he ordered the usual, man after my own heart, boneless chicken wings with Parmesan garlic sauce.
Yum.
Sounds delicious.
Delightful.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Preach.
Started to eat, and he felt a bite-sized piece of meat go down the wrong way.
Wrong.
3 days later, with a fever and unable to keep any food down, he went to the emergency room where a doctor discovered a long, thin bone that had torn his esophagus and caused an infection. There was a bone in the boneless chicken wings. So, what does somebody do in this case in the United States of America?
You sue their ass off.
He sued their ass off. It went all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court, and the Ohio Supreme Court yesterday ruled not in his favor and determined that boneless chicken wings can have bones.
No.
I am. What is the point?
But it says boneless.
Right. But it's in the name. Boneless is in the name. Mm-hmm. But how do you get away with ruling that there can be a bone in my boneless chicken wing?
But have you ever seen a chicken with wings that didn't have bones?
No. But
so
I
it's
mean,
kind of like jumbo shrimp, boneless wing.
No, I mean, they're constructed from other pieces of chicken or whatever. I don't know how they're made. But
I mean, you can use the wing meat to make a boneless wing and just take it off of the bone.
It just seems ridiculous to me. What's the point of ordering a boneless chicken wing if the restaurant can serve it with a bone in the middle of it?
It's not right. It's not right at all.
Right?
And that makes me now nervous for any time I get boneless chicken wings that I'm going to have a small bone go down the wrong pipe.
Well, that's why you got to make sure you chew.
Yeah, full anxiety
for you. How do you chew a bone?
Well, you would feel it in between your teeth to know to pull it out. Like, that's the point of chewing a chicken.
No, that would be the end for me.
Yeah. I mean, also, I would say very underrated flavor of a great boneless. And I'm with you, Greg. Actual wings are a little more tender, but they're not good enough to overcome the massive discrepancy in ability to eat out.
Wiggy is, as you know, if you listen to the show, Wiggy is all over me about this all the time. I prefer boneless to buffalo wings all the time. The wings are too much work, and there's not enough meat. There's way more. There's just, and they're a mess. You end up with a mess.
Oh, you know what? Wiggy's so fraught with. I wish he was here. What is Wiggy's favorite Chinese food appetizer? I'll tell you.
Boneless spare ribs. Right?
What gives?
Right.
Good point.
Right.
He's
fraudulent. Here's a little bit of courtroom audio if you'd like to hear it from the Ohio Supreme Court.
I'm sorry,
Shimes. Cut number one. Sorry, news cut number one. I didn't inform you about that. That's on me, not on you, Sean.
Here we go.
It's not a magical warranty that this is a bone-free. It's, do you want the traditional wings, or do you want more of a chicken nugget?
What? Yeah. That's not at all what the conversation is.
Yeah.
A chicken nugget is a totally different order than a boneless chicken wing.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
It just doesn't seem fair to me. So.
And so how could you rule that? A chicken nugget, right? Just, a chicken has bones, but the chicken nugget is so if he had choked on a chicken nugget that ended up having a bone that tore his esophagus, that would be okay?
I think this guy should take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I think he has a case here. I mean, you look back at the lady who sued, what was it, like McDonald's or something, because the coffee was hot, but there was no disclaimer that the coffee was hot. If you order boneless wings and there's a bone in it, there should be a disclaimer that says may contain bones, even though you're ordering boneless wings.
Correct. Or there should be some kind of a national name change on the actual appetizer order.
Mm-hmm.
There should no longer be boneless tenders available because they could have a bone in them.
Sounds like your new moonshot.
Yeah.
What's your order? What's your sauce? If you had to just, is it just buffalo? What do you go with the boneless?
I believe I've mentioned this before. I enjoy boneless buffalo tenders dipped in sour cream.
Oh, that's right. You always have to have some.
Pretty good.
But I would go ranch over blue cheese all day long. I don't know about
you. Preach, brother.
What about you, Courtney?
You agree, Sean?
Yeah, ranch all day.
For buffalo chicken?
Yeah.
Then I would go ranch.
You would?
Every time,
over,
yeah.
Over blue cheese.
Yeah, but regular chicken nuggets, dipping sauce-wise, it depends on the place. If I'm going to Burger King, I'm getting a sweet and sour. If I'm going to McDonald's, I'm getting a ranch.
Mm.
If I'm going to Wendy's, I'm getting a honey mustard.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You seem very familiar with the dipping sauces at the fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
All right, those are the leads this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Day 2 of Patriots training camp saw no Devon Godchow. He missed the beginning of practice, and when he showed up, he was just on the sideline. No indication on why he is missing practice, though a lot of us believe that it is due to the contract negotiations or lack thereof. And we've been talking about how it's going to be a new feel for the Patriots this season with Jerod Mayo in charge. New players lounge, very excited for the players, so they'll be able to hang out. Pool table, gaming system, very fun for the off-field activities.
Any snacks? Free snacks?
I'm sure I'm sure they have a lot of snacks. Excellent.
And we have a jock lounge that has 3-year-old potato chips.
Yes. Which we have to pay for.
Right.
Yes.
We give them bologna sandwiches and chips and stuff like that.
Yep. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Yankees to town. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Olympics are here, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll see the opening ceremony. Should be interesting for everyone. There was a French rail line targeting malicious act situation going on overnight, including arson. So that's just hours before opening ceremony. The Paris officials are saying that if you don't need to take the French rail line, then don't for the day. Like, there, it's a disaster.
The amount of security around that today has got to be, it's got to be one of the more expensive security details in the history of the modern world.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this, in this economy, this political climate.
Right.
what?
Stop it.
Did I say anything wrong?
No, what does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics? If you really want me to ask,
it heightens emotions.
I don't want to beat up on you. But
I think you use in this economy as like just a tongue in cheek way of saying with how the world's going right
it's
now.
It's a catch-all.
Yes.
No. Nobody uses.
I do.
Okay. That's fine if you do. Yeah. The rest of us don't. But that's all right.
Noted.
Okay. All right. Something is going on in the economy. Anything else over there?
No, that's it. But right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. Enjoy tons of storage for all the ballpark picks this summer. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today and get your new iPhone 15. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. In this economy, it is 65 degrees in Boston with an afternoon high of 85.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggy has flexed Friday. He will be back with the rest of us on Monday night. Another Sam Adams Red Sox diehard game for us. So if you want to go to the game, all you have to do is share photographic evidence that proves you are a Sam Adams diehard or a Red Sox diehard, as Derek the Steelers fan would say, and you can join us at Fenway. Just go to weei.com, go to the contest page, and upload a photo there, and we will pick winners, and we will enjoy the game with you on Monday night.
And it has never been a better time to win free tickets, especially in this economy.
Yes, in this economy. There. Certainly, Curtis, in this economy. I know we got to get to They Said It, but do we have time for a customer complaint?
Yes.
And are you in the mood for it?
I mean,
it's a Friday. I'm fine with it. This is Greg from New Hampshire. Hello, Greg.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I'm just curious. You guys are supposed to be a sports talk show, right?
Never has but been. I've been here 12 years. It's never been just sports.
Go ahead. Yes.
We know that. I can see that. But, you know, you talk about stupid things. Who cares what kind of dressing you want? I thought this was supposed to be a sports talk show. You talk sports.
Well, we're very good. I feel like we're very good at talking about stupid things stupidly. But, I mean, we did discuss, we've discussed Jameson Taillon, the Cubs pitcher that Craig Breslow is interested in. We discussed an Olympic drone cheating controversy. We discussed the New England Patriots potential holdout when it comes to
Godchow.
We talked about
the players' lounge.
We talked about the Raiders and their Patrick Mahomes puppet. I mean, Greg, I don't know what to tell you. My intent is to open the tent here up to everybody. Occasionally, we may talk about something that's not sports related.
Yeah, that's a lot of things. That's a lot of times you do that. And how come you guys can't stay on schedule? I mean,
Greg, can I ask you a question? What do you do for work?
I work at a warehouse.
Okay, and when you're at the warehouse, do you only talk about sports, or do you talk about other things you and your colleagues might be interested in?
We pretty much talk sports. Mm. It's a sports-oriented warehouse.
Sounds like a good place to start a podcast, Greg.
We talk a lot of sports. Red Sox, Bruins, Patriots, Celtics, the whole nine yards.
Could I inform you of something, Greg, that I don't mean to be combative at all, but this call has had nothing about sports.
No kidding. I'm asking you why.
Right, but I mean, instead, we could have just been talking sports for 3 minutes.
Well, let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the Red Sox. Let's talk about
what's on your mind, Greg? What sports? What's your first take?
What would be your topic? You brought up the Bruins. What would you want to talk about? Jeremy Swayman? Why he remains unsigned?
Yeah. Why does he? Well, yeah. Have you guys heard anything on that?
What have you heard, Greg? What's the talk? What's the scuttlebutt in the warehouse on nothing. Swayman?
Well, the way we talk, they're going to sign him.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. All right, good. All right, we got some good news. That's breaking. From Greg in the warehouse, Jeremy Swayman, deal should be done imminently, I guess. All right. Well, listen, I am open to any and all critiques of this radio program.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how we're doing ratings-wise. Are we very well?
Yeah. We just did under a 13 in the latest weekly.
Oh, okay.
We were 0.2 of a share point away from being number one in the spring in adults. Men and women, 25 to 54.
That's pretty good.
Which is pretty remarkable. Good. And I would just say, what we like to do is talk about things that are on all of our minds. If you just wanted sports, there's 5,000 podcasts that are talking about the third line of the Bruins in the middle of July. Not exactly something I find interesting right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else does, really, to be candid.
No, I don't either. But we're not for everyone.
No. I do get frustrated when somebody's complaining about a lack of sports talk and the call lacks sports talk.
Well, I would say that especially now in this economy, people get very frustrated.
That's a really good point.
Curtis, Elgard 7 wants to know where we can see those ratings.
I can send you the text I get. I get them from Ken Laird. Maybe he can throw you on. That remains about quarterly. I ask this question. I grew up listening to this radio station.
Yes, you did.
I wanted it to be successful because I enjoyed the show.
Uh-huh.
I have never understood the impulse of hoping you're the only person listening to your show. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, listen.
I mean, Nielsen,
in this economy, we can all be gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Nielsen publishes the ratings. So if that person were interested, they could go and, I guess, find them from Nielsen.
Right. Or you could just, look at the extensions everybody on the show's got. Not usually something they do when the show's failing. Yeah. Just,
This is Kate from Dorchester. Hello, Kate.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What's happening,
Kate? Well, I just wanted to call because I'm not into sports. I don't know much about sports. But I got a new car, and your radio station was programmed into my radio station.
Yes.
And I started listening, and now I listen to you guys all morning. I come home, and I tell all the sports stuff to my husband, and he's like, you are everything I hate in the world, but it's happening. Courtney, I'm obsessed with you.
Oh, I'm obsessed with you.
Kate, this is extraordinary.
I just think you guys are amazing. Like, I don't listen to music anymore, and it's just the best, and I'm so sad. Like, when Corey took Monday off, I was so sad, but I'm happy you have to take days off. But you guys are amazing, so... Oh.
Kate, thank you.
Thank you,
talk
Kate.
About everything.
Oh, hope you have a great
Kate,
weekend.
Kate, let's hang out. You sound fun.
Right. I'll follow you on Instagram.
Perfect.
Right. Bye, guys.
Thank Bye, you. Kate.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to, you want to do a quick back and forth for Greg on what they said yesterday in sports?
In this economy?
In this economy, yes. Let's do it.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right.
Before we get to this, can I say two very quick things? One, the conversation, the text just reminded me to it, that Wiggy brought on about Courtney being a bad dog mom. Mm. It was the replay yesterday.
Yeah.
I could listen to that. It is like if there's one little segment that shows this the success of the station, it's that or the show. And the other is, Courtney, you have many skills.
Mm, thank you.
But your drops become classics in a way in which I have never heard from any host at any time. Like the hallelujah and in this economy, you're going to hear in this economy from now until Greg is
hallelujah.
Just A plus.
This is Carrie from Maynard. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
The TGIF guy. I just want to complain about the complainers. I love your show. I've been listening to your show before you were on it, Greg. Oh. Nothing personal.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah. I like the fact Courtney gives a little zhuzh. Wiggy gives a little zhuzh. Curtis gives a little zhuzh. Everybody gives zhuzh. Okay, why can't we have zhuzhs? Why does everybody be there? Got to be those Karens. The pandemic is over with. Shut your godforsaken mouth, okay?
Preach, Karen.
Enjoy that we don't enjoy. And Courtney, you are a blessing to the show, girl. You go, girl. You give it, girl. You inspire the rest of us. I love listening to you guys. We talk about you at work. We talk about you at home. Greg, keep doing what you do. God bless all of you. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend, guys. Love all you, right. Curtis.
All right. I love you, Carrie. More.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a woo girl. I enjoy going fast.
Where should we start? Where should we start this morning, Shime?
In this economy, Greg, I don't know. But let's begin with your New England Patriots. Calvin Anderson spoke after practice yesterday and talked about the kind of culture that Gerard Mayo is creating and how maybe it's different than cultures of the past.
He puts an emphasis on relationship, and I think that helps the team culture. I don't know how other head coaches are, but Mayo walks around knowing his guys. So you walk around, you feel like you have a personal relationship with him. It makes it so much easier to buy in, obviously, when we're on the field. You can feel him when he's walking through. And when you have a coach that prioritizes that relationship part, which gets lost in business, it brings you back to why we love to play this game, which is the team aspect of playing football. And so it's much easier to play as a team when you have that relationship part. And he emphasizes that, which I think everybody is much better for.
Okay. So did Bill not know everybody's name or?
That cannot be. Bill Belichick knew our names.
Right.
So, unfortunately.
Yes,
he used it. And whenever he was upset, he would use our names.
Yeah, but did Bears have to remind him every time he walked in?
No, I think.
I don't like to think that way, Shime. But
I think the angst with Bill towards Courtney was more Jordan-based than anything else.
Yeah.
But I this stuff is fine, and it's whatever. None of this matters if the team stinks. Like, Pete Carroll, was there ever a bigger rah-rah guy than Pete Carroll?
Good morning, Greg.
Who came in and, right? I mean, he was like a cheerleader walking around, but he got fired because the
team
wasn't
good.
But, I mean,
listen, isn't it what today's player wants?
It's also what Robert Kraft used to talk to Arthur Blank about how nobody knew Bill. Bill was standoffish. Like, I think that the new generation requires some touchy-feely from their football coach.
Everywhere, you mean. And not only in football, but
everywhere.
In every workplace. Is it more important to today's young football player to win a Super Bowl or to be playing in a place where the vibe is great and there's no pressure?
Vibe.
No, it is?
Yeah, because look at that. Wiggy, I wish you were here.
How wild is that?
I don't know, but I wish Wiggy were here every day, but specifically on this topic. Because when Wiggy went to Georgia, he wasn't the number one recruit, but he was, you know, a Division I scholarship athlete in the SEC. In that generation, even when I was in school, there wasn't the NIL. There wasn't this, like, insane, Courtney, would you agree, like, the last 10 years, every facility has been, like, one-upping each other. Like, yes. The LSU one, everybody's got, like, a game system.
Yeah,
and
Clemson has, like, a slide in the middle of right. it. It's nonsense.
It's, like, things, that it, the athletes, a celebrity in college has grown exponentially.
Yeah.
And they have been, now these guys are coming into the league with NIL deals.
Yeah.
So there's not the ability, the hard-ass approach really is something that is foreign yeah. to the vast majority of these guys.
I mean, my guess is that Bill Belichick knew everybody's name, and it was the way in which he would express those names that was bothersome to somebody like Calvin Anderson, as opposed to the way Gerard Mayo is saying his name.
He may
name.
Have given them a bit of a nickname at times.
Yes, or it may have been in a louder voice or something, and we know how anxious that can make some.
But I would also say for Calvin Anderson and others to go listen to people like Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, or Tom, people that had issues with Bill when they played for him, but overwhelmingly the people that have stopped playing for Bill express deep gratitude for how he coached.
Yeah.
Because it was hard in the moment, but it brought the best out of them.
This is Tony from Rhode Island. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What's going on?
I just wanted to give Courtney her flowers. You know, you, Greg, you're a triple OG. You're a veteran, so is Curtis. And at first, I wasn't a huge fan of Courtney, but I just want to say that she won me over. She's held it on her own.
Oh.
And for her to keep doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She's been there, and I just want to give her a little bit of advice.
Oh.
Don't let the trolls get to you, because I used to be a troll. And deep down inside, all the people that troll you, they just haven't admitted yet, but they actually like you. They love you. And the show would not be the same without you.
Oh, yay.
That's so nice. She would prefer actual flowers, not the virtual flowers.
I'll always
flowers,
take those. But thank you, yes. Tony. It's like my whole family's called.
Your turn, Dad.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, we'll stay with the Patriots here. After camp yesterday, Keon White actually spoke with Gresh and Fourier. And Gresh asked a long-winded question, but Keon's answers were the best part of this.
What were some of the D-line points of emphasis that you tried to work on this offseason? Everybody wants to get better, but were there a couple of things in particular that you really honed in on?
Definitely. So, nothing physically. I think I've shown that I can play out here physically, but for more so, just the awareness and mental and being able to anticipate blocks, understand offenses and understand what they're trying to do based off of sets, alignments, and things like that.
So were you in the simulator, or was this all kind of mental stuff film watching?
Nah, you just kind of like lock yourself in a dark room and just learn the so
lock yourself. Do they have any dark rooms in the stadium right now where you can do that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
They got a Belichick dungeon for sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Jeez. He brought up Bill Belichick.
Yep.
So wait, it's the Bill Belichick dungeon. So is he conducting himself in the way that Bill taught him how to conduct himself in the offseason to get ready?
Seems like he might be.
Wow. Okay.
But all of these...
He hasn't been told that you can't mention Bill's name down there yet.
Gerard Mayo's entire football life is Belichick. He was drafted by Belichick, played for Belichick, came out of the private sector at Belichick's request to be a coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be odd if there weren't elements. Like, the people that are trying to hate on Mayo, which I would say you're not, but Gresh definitely, are in a way going to be, like, if Mayo's successful, it's good for Bill Belichick in a way.
Yeah,
it's finally a branch that's been successful off his coaching tree.
I don't think anybody's hating on Mayo. I just think the jury is out on whether that approach is going to work here with this Patriots team.
But I think the jury's out. We know the jury that Bill can't coach this team successfully the way this team is currently built.
He coached this team successfully for 20-plus years.
Right.
He's the most successful ever to do it.
Yeah. But this team, he hasn't been successful with.
This roster, as it was composed...
For 5 years.
He made the playoffs 3 years ago. I mean, that's in a lot of cities.
Once in 5 years?
Huh?
Once in 5 years?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, you can't sustain. Did you expect that they were going to win a Super Bowl every single season?
Is it too much to expect to be in the playoffs more consistently than 20%?
When do you think Gerard Mayo wins a Super Bowl? What's your guess?
Because of Drake May, probably 2027.
Okay. But I love that bold prediction.
So it's more Drake May than the coach. But,
so
you know.
So three years from now, you have this team winning the
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, 3-4 years, 27, 28, something like that.
Okay.
I would also say last year at this time, almost exactly, Bill Belichick told me that the Rams and the Bucks sold their souls with spending, and that's why the Patriots had to have this long, sustained rebuild, and then the Bucks won a playoff game. The Rams made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like but Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, but I know that he can't succeed with this team. This would be the fifth year. They have gotten progressively worse the last two.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, it just wasn't working. Gerard Mayo may fail too. I have no idea. But if he does, he'll just be what Bill Belichick was at the end.
What's next, Shine?
Next, we can go to a disgruntled player here in the league. Another guy looking for a contract. There seems to be a million of them out there. That would be the one and only Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, a place that Bill Belichick could theoretically end up if he did return to coaching. Here is what Dak said about his uncertain future with the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a two-way street that they have wants, I have wants. I think I've deserved that. Understanding that this is a business. Obviously, I want to be here. Talking about growing up, this is where I've become a man. So at the end of the day, it's a business, and I want to be here. But, you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day. May not be my decision. So
it's going to be difficult for them to pay Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, and CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
Am I right about that?
Very much so, because they're all going to want to be paid at the highest possible rate at the positions.
Yeah. Right, but if you guarantee, I mean, if Jerry wants to guarantee it, one of the big misnomers about the Cowboys, and I fall into this trap, is that they spend a ton. Jerry Jones is rarely in a top five when it comes to cash spending.
Correct.
I think they could if they wanted to, but you're right, Greg, it is unlikely that they will. Because it's, you know, in order to lessen the cap charge, you have to guarantee money. And if you're guaranteeing all that money and then a couple of the guys get hurt, then you're kind of S out of luck.
And Jerry Jones is a big fan of those five-year contracts where the last 2 years on the contract really don't exist. He can get rid of you if he wants to, which would require a lot of money up front. And for three guys all at the same time, I don't think he would want to fork over that kind of cash.
I mean, Dak needs to start winning the big games, though, sooner than later. I mean, how long has he been in the league? 5 years now?
At least.
It's been more than that. I mean, him and Zeke were rookies of the year. I want to say it was like 2016. This might be his eighth season.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Shine?
Yeah, I got one more for you. Another quarterback around the NFL here, Jalen Hurts, cut off a reporter's question about Nick Sirianni and kind of wanted to stamp that out real quick.
Jalen, there was a report that came out that you're in Nick's relationship.
Let me say this first. You know, you go through an off season. You put a lot of work in. I think all the things that we've been through last year, all the opportunity we had last year, I know everybody's hungry. You know, everybody's hungry. You know, there's a ton of opportunity in front of us this year. And I'm excited to be back, excited to go through this journey and go through this season with everyone here, you know, from everyone. You know, and I truly trust Mr. Lurie. I trust Howie. I trust Coach Sirianni to lead us in that right direction.
Okay, and I can't wait until Bill Belichick is here next season.
Yeah, and by the way, we don't talk about Dak, Shime, enough when we talk about starting quarterbacks their rookie year with success. Dak Prescott, fourth-round pick, started his rookie year with the Dallas Cowboys. Did not sit for a year.
So we hope the same for Drake.
Probably should have won Rookie of the Year over Ezekiel Elliott.
All right, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Heads up for Greg the listener. We're going to get to the news next.
Oh,
he's going to hate this.
Uh-oh.
I mean, is it okay to talk about the news today?
I think so. All right. It's pretty
good.
In
this economy?
Is it good? In this economy, yeah. We'll get to that next.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get... gum. I don't know if you can freeze it or get how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
I want to start start by saying the New England Browns, just a guy in Twitch said now to 98.5. Don't let the door hit you with where the good Lord split you. Don't need to announce your departure. Not an airport.
Okay.
He's sending me. He's sending me mean things all morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right.
I mean, him now.
Yeah. Okay. Believe me, Courtney, he's listening right now.
Okay. All
right. A Boston police officer was hit by a construction vehicle yesterday in the North End. The officer was working a paid detail at the time and was helping the construction vehicle cross the street when he was hit by the rear of another construction vehicle. So two construction vehicles. He was helping one, was hit by another. The officer suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries. He is in stable condition at Mass General. We can hear from Paul McLaughlin at the Bureau of Investigative Services on BC.
You know, details depending on where they are and what exactly they entail can be potentially dangerous, especially in high traffic areas, dealing with large construction trucks, construction sites. So potentially they can be very dangerous.
Oh, hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yep, stable condition, so that's good, but very scary scene in the North End. Nurses at Brigham and Women's Faulkner and Main campus hospitals have voted to authorize a one-day strike as they want better pay. There is no set day for the strike.
Do it on a Friday if I were them.
I'm more of a Monday.
Okay. Oh, you'd be a Monday person?
Yeah.
You prefer the Mondays? Okay.
Yeah. And no indication on whether or not the main campus and the other location will be on the same day or separate days. We can hear from nurse Lisa Bustinello on BZ.
We can't give great care to patients when we're running short, running in between, you know, running from one patient to another patient.
Okay. Could I just say this? Nurses should get more money.
Yes.
They are overworked, underpaid. They are they perform as much or more life-saving acts as doctors do every single day.
Could you do that job?
Never in a million years.
I can't, like, this. Blood and people with the bodily fluids and
and they're also so compassionate.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
like if that was your day and you sit at when I was at the Boston Medical Center, like they see the worst of the worst, and every morning they come in, they're like, "Hi, Chris, how are you?" And I'm like, "How are you with this disposition, given that what you see every day?" They are way underappreciated.
No, they deserve it, especially
in this economy.
Preach, Courtney.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Boston police seized 20 mopeds in the South End and Back Bay yesterday during an operation they said was aimed to enforce traffic laws for off-road vehicles. They're trying to crack down right now.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
They're lawless.
Yes.
They don't follow any rules.
Nope.
Have you been around this? Have you seen the collection?
It's all over the city.
Yeah.
And is it mostly the food delivery people?
Yes.
So they don't follow any. So you can be walking across. About to walk across a crosswalk, and the crosswalk is saying walk, and the mopeds just fly right by like zero regard for any other human being that they might plow into.
And if you go to like a Chick-fil-A, like the one over on Boylston, and go by it, they're all parked right outside. They're waiting for orders to come in for a specific restaurant so that they can just go pick it up and go. So they're blocking whether it's traffic or they're blocking parking lanes. Like it's crazy.
I would also say, I don't know if you've ever been around like Back Bay. I was there a couple weeks ago and it was a Sunday, I think, and there was like 100. And this wasn't food delivery. This was like an organized, people were doing wheelies, people were going through, and like there's no police. People are just sitting in their car just waiting for 20 minutes.
Right. It's also for the safety of the moped people, too, before somebody dies. Yeah. Like, a 9-year-old Massachusetts boy was robbed at gunpoint at Children's Playground over his iPhone. So this,
where's Children's Playground?
Near Dorchester.
Okay.
And the boy says two teens with a gun showed up to him, ordered him to give over his phone. We can hear from the 9-year-old boy. He's okay. He did give up his phone.
I was terrified at like a certain point, but I was thinking like, what if I die right here on the spot right here? All he wanted to do like is just shoot me right there. If I didn't give him my password, I had to give it to him because I don't want to get shot.
How sad is that? You're a child at a playground.
And the guy, well, first of all, he's 9 years old. He has a phone. I mean, I guess that's got the nice, the new iPhone. I still have a 4. But they wanted his password, too, so they could use it. That's terrifying for the poor guy.
Yep. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
There's creepers everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to take a break before this next story? Because it's kind of a lot.
It is?
It's influencers in the news.
Okay.
And when I tell you this story is shocking, it's shocking.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Where did it happen?
Dubai.
In Dubai?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
It took me a long time to read through it and to figure out what actually occurred.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twists and turns.
Okay. Well, why don't we do that? We'll take a break and we will get to the rest of the news coming up in just a moment. This is Matt from Cranston, Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I've been on vacation for 4 weeks, and I just want to thank Courtney for making my summer because, you know, in this economy, you just never know.
In this economy?
It really is true in this economy. You really have to be careful when it comes to your safety in this economy. All right. News, the rest of the news now.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get... how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up when I walked?
I want to start by saying the New England Browns, just a guy in Twitch said now to 98.5. Don't let the door hit you with where the good Lord split you. Don't need to announce your departure. Not an airport.
Okay.
He's sending me mean things all morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right.
Just letting him know.
Yeah. Okay. Believe me, Courtney, he's listening right now.
Okay. All right.
A Boston police officer was hit by a construction vehicle yesterday in the North End. The officer was working a paid detail at the time and was helping the construction vehicle cross the street when he was hit by the rear of another construction vehicle. So two construction vehicles. He was helping one, was hit by another. The officer suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries. He is in stable condition at Mass General. We can hear from Paul McLaughlin at the Bureau of Investigative Services on BC.
You know, details, depending on where they are and what exactly they entail, can be potentially dangerous, especially in high traffic areas, dealing with large construction trucks, construction sites. So potentially they can be very dangerous.
Well, hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yep, stable condition, so that's good, but very scary scene in the North End. Nurses at Brigham and Women's Faulkner and Maine campus hospitals have voted to authorize a one-day strike as they want better pay.
Hmm.
There is no set day for the strike.
Do it on a Friday if I were them.
I'm more of a Monday.
Okay. Oh, you'd be a Monday person?
Yeah.
You prefer the Mondays? Okay.
Yeah. And no indication on whether or not the Maine campus and the other location will be on the same day or separate days. We can hear from Nurse Lisa Bustinello on BZ.
We can't give great care to patients when we're running in between, you know, running from one patient to another patient.
Okay. Could I just say this? Nurses should get more money.
Yes.
They are overworked, underpaid. They are they perform as much or more life-saving acts as doctors do every single day.
Could you do that job?
Never in a million years.
I can't, like, this. Blood and people, the bodily fluids, and I know.
But and they're also so compassionate.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like if that was your day, and you sit at when I was at the Boston Medical Center, like they see the worst of the worst,
mm-hmm.
and every morning they come in, they're like, "Hi, Chris, how are you?" And I'm like, "How are you with this disposition, given that what you see every day?" They are way underappreciated.
No, they deserve it, especially
in this economy.
Yeah. Preach, Courtney.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Boston police seized 20 mopeds in the South End and Back Bay yesterday during an operation they said was aimed to enforce traffic laws for off-road vehicles. They're trying to crack down right now.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
They're lawless.
Yes.
They don't follow any rules.
Nope.
Have you been around this? Have you seen the collection?
It's all over the city.
Yeah.
And is it mostly the food delivery people?
Yes.
So they don't follow any. So you can be walking across, about to walk across a crosswalk, mm-hmm. and the crosswalk is saying walk, and the mopeds just fly right by like zero regard for any other human being that they might plow into.
And if you go to like a Chick-fil-A, like the one over on Boylston, and go buy it, they're all parked right outside. They're waiting for orders to come in for a specific restaurant so that they can just go pick it up and go. So they're blocking, whether it's traffic or they're blocking parking lanes. Like it's crazy.
I would also say, I don't know if you've ever been around like Back Bay. I was there a couple weeks ago, and it was a Sunday, I think, and there was like 100. And this wasn't food delivery. This was like an organized.
Oh.
People were doing wheelies. Yeah. People were going through. And like, there's no police. People are just sitting in their car just waiting for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. It's also for the safety of the moped people, too, before somebody dies. Yeah. Like, a 9-year-old Massachusetts boy was robbed at gunpoint at Children's Playground over his iPhone. So this,
where's Children's Playground?
Near Dorchester.
Okay.
And the boy says two teens with a gun showed up to him, ordered him to give over his phone. We can hear from the 9-year-old boy. He's okay. He did give up his phone.
I was terrified at like a certain point, but I was thinking like, what if I die right here on the spot right here? All he wanted to do like is just shoot me right there. If I didn't give him my password, I had to give it to him because I don't want to get shot.
How sad is that? You're a child at a playground.
And the guy, well, first of all, he's 9 years old. He has a phone. I mean, I guess that's got the nice, the new iPhone. I still have a 4. But they wanted his password, too, so they could use it. That's terrifying. For the poor guy.
Yep. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
There's creepers everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to take a break before this next story? Because it's kind of a lot.
It is?
It's influencers in the news.
Okay.
And when I tell you this story is shocking, it's shocking.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Where did it happen?
Dubai.
In Dubai?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
It took me a long time to read through it and to figure out what actually occurred.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twists and turns.
Okay. Well, why don't we do that? We'll take a break and we will get to the rest of the news coming up in just a moment. This is Matt from Cranston, Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I've been on vacation for 4 weeks, and I just want to thank Courtney for making my summer because, you know, in this economy, you just never know.
In this economy?
It really is true in this economy. You really have to be careful when it comes to your safety in this economy. All right. News, the rest of the news next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.